All right, today I am talking about morning routines. Super sexy, I know, but imperative for the right messaging.
I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to The Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time.
All right, so most of us as entrepreneurs have adopted some form of a morning routine.
Hooray!
I really got involved in being conscious about my morning routine when I read, God, it's been probably a couple years ago now, but I had read The Morning Miracle, and specifically The Morning Miracle for Entrepreneurs. So, link down below. But that book really, really taught me the importance of taking advantage of that time of the day when you are actually like really on fire, just ready to go.
I'm ready.
And those are the most critical times when you can be creative and you can be like really just dive deep into your business. That is the best creativity time. It's the best time to come up with messaging and content for your business, right? So I became really conscious of paying attention to that morning routine. And I nailed it.
I was on fire. I would get up at 5:30 in the morning. Me, 5:30 in the morning. That does not ever happen. But for many months in a row, about 6 months, I was killing it up at 5:30, and I went to the gym, and then I would meditate, and I did my journaling, and I drank all my water and great nutrition. And I tell you what, during that time in my business, I was a machine because I had all of this time where I was taking care of my body and taking care of my mind and clearing out all that other stuff, the pressure and noise, like Alex Sharfin says, right? I was clearing all of that stuff out. And so I had all of the room and the mental energy to put into creating amazing content for my business or for whatever it was that I was doing. I set my time aside so I would not even meet with any clients before 11 a.m. The only people that got my time were my business and my team, and that was it. It was glorious. Then I stopped doing it. I'm not really sure why. I think that it's because I got caught up in some other traveling, which broke my morning routine, which it really shouldn't, but because I broke my night routine and I was going to bed after my normal bedtime of like 10 o'clock, and then I was still getting up early, but I didn't have the energy to go do my workout, and I couldn't get the good nutrition, and like I just let all these things break my habits. And then I decided to pivot my business, which meant that my involvement and my responsibilities were different than they used to be. So for the last several months, I have been getting up in the morning and doing this like, okay, what do I have to do today? Look at my calendar, look at my schedule, look at my task list, and okay, where am I gonna set my priorities? And you know how it is. You get in there and you're like, okay, I'm gonna be busy. I'm busy, like doing busy work, right? I'm busy, but I wasn't being efficient, and it was driving me freaking crazy. I could not handle it. And so I really started thinking about like, what is it? Why am I not paying attention? Why am I not able to be super efficient here in the morning like I used to be? And I'm like, okay, my responsibilities have changed, so that's fine. My morning routine needs to shift around. So I really, over the last probably month or so, I've been really cognizant of what do I need to do Where does my energy need to go? And how can I use all of that to kind of start creating a new routine for myself in the morning? So I've been trying different things. Like, okay, for 3 days, I'm going to try this pattern. Let me see what worked here. Where did I stall out? What kind of felt wrong? And I actually have been documenting this process so that I know, like, okay, I need to eat earlier. I need to make sure that I'm drinking enough water. I need to take advantage of some of this extra quiet time in the morning to do some writing or to connect with my team. So I've just been playing with, all right, these are my different time slots. How am I going to plug in me as the person that I have to show up in the most efficient way into these different time slots? And what's going to be the most effective way to use my time and energy? And so it's been a really fun experiment. And it really made me think back to when, you know, as Alex, I love Alex, and he really does talk all about that reducing your pressure and noise, right? So especially for us entrepreneurs, because we, you know, squirrel, huh?
He made me this collar so that I may talk. Squirrel!
Totally get distracted all the time. So we wanna make sure that we are showing up as best as possible. And I was thinking about, okay, when are other times in my life when I had to establish that routine in order to get better at something, and it just became so normal that it was almost like a muscle memory. It was like a rote pattern that my body just knew. I get up in the morning, I don't even have to think about it. This is what I do. Steps 1 through 6, whatever it might be. So I really got to thinking back when I was a kid and I learned how to play piano, or when I was learning how to play clarinet. Very much what I did was the same thing. And you probably are doing this for your kids if you didn't do it yourself. And I know I would go to school and I would come home, and the first thing that I would do is drop all my stuff. I would go in, I would drink some water, I'd have my afternoon snack, and then I would sit down at the piano, or I would sit down with my clarinet, and I would practice. And I would just practice diligently for at least a half an hour. That was my routine. Now, to be clear, I was a kid. And did not have as much patience. So thankfully I had a parent there to help me say, yes, you have to keep doing this, because there were days that I was like, no way do I want to be doing this at all. And those are the same as what I have now, right? And sometimes it's just like, I'm tired. I don't have the energy. I don't like that song. I want to go play with my friends. I, whatever other excuse insert into here. So it was either a internal mental excuse that I'm telling myself, I'm never going to be as good as so-and-so. I just can't do it. I might as well give up. Or external, I don't have the time. I don't have the energy. Whatever the thing is that I was putting as an excuse. Once I got past those excuses and just continued to do every half an hour, every day, I would continue to practice. So then I became a decent piano player, a really good clarinet player. And because I got bored with clarinet, I decided to start learning how to play all the other instruments. So I applied that exact same philosophy, and I learned how to play, let's see, baritone and flute and oboe and guitar and I don't know. I don't even know what else. Trumpet.
Brag.
Anyway, so I just had fun with different instruments. But it was because I was able to plug that instrument into a set routine. And I didn't realize it then. But now as I'm looking back, I'm going, okay, I want to redo my morning routine. I want to find something that works best for me and for my team and for my business to get the best of me at the best time possible when it needs to happen. And so literally I have been playing with that, putting fine little tweaks on it. And now I'm actually down to a pretty set routine, and it's starting to work better, and I can feel myself. It's kind of like you're like when you're driving and you're on a dirt road, like a dirt gravelly road, and the car is kind of all over the place because you don't really have like a set path. You have a path, but it's not really solid and clear. So you're kind of doing the wishy-washy thing, right? And you're going a lot slower in order to even stay on course. Then you hit the pavement, or you hit like a hard patch where people have been before. It's been done over and over. It's been paved. It's been like the way has been paved, literally. So you hit that, and all of a sudden you're in the groove and you can go. And it's just pedal to the metal, flat out. You are able to do so much more in the same amount of time because you have established that routine. And so now I get up, I chug a bunch of water. Thank you, Alex, for that. I chug a whole bunch of water. I go and I drink some metabolic boosting tea and I make a smoothie. And then I sit down and I do my journaling. And then I do some stretching. I do some exercise. Then I go and meet with my team. Then I sit down and look at, okay, here's my emails and make sure that there's no fires that have to be dealt with later in the day. Now, just to be clear, if there are fires, I either delegate them out or I respond back real quickly and say, hey, here's where I'm gonna handle this, and I put it off until later the afternoon. Then I spend the rest of that time in the morning, I go through and I use that time for my own creativity. I'm having a meal. Am I designing something? Am I working on a lead magnet? Am I prepping content for this podcast? Am I reaching out to some of my Dream 100? I'm using that time as some of my creative time to really dig in, because I know it's before my brain is fatigued and I'm getting into the afternoon tired and it's just like, bleh, I'll just wait and do it tomorrow. So I know for myself that that's my morning routine. And that usually lasts up until about 11 in the morning. For me, my sweet spot seems to be between like 7 and 11. So if I have a clear plan for that time, then I can really make the best use of it. And so I just really wanted to share the importance of a morning routine and getting your body into that momentum as early as possible and making it so that you don't have to actually think in the morning about what am I gonna do? How am I gonna spend my time? Instead, you're just immediately into action and you're doing more for you and your business than just sitting around and winging it. So it's so, so important. And I let myself get out of it for a long time because I was like, oh, I'm in transition and whatever the excuse is that I was throwing up at myself. And I finally just decided it's time. I really gotta get this in gear because we have a lot of things we are working on. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to reveal to you guys some of the things that we're working on. They're all in the works, it's coming. Anyway, so there's a lot going on behind the scenes and I wanna make sure that I show up the best way possible for all of those things. In order to do that, it starts with the right morning routine and how I am using that time to the best of my ability. So I'm gonna challenge you, if you do not already have a morning routine, that you are paying attention to that pattern and find ways to make it more effective. Find ways to reduce that pressure and noise or the things that are gonna distract you and find the way to get yourself right into momentum. And if you want to understand why I'm using some of these words, I'm totally gonna give Alex a shout out, but go check out his stuff. I'll make sure there's a link here. He's absolutely on point with helping to clear out that mental mess, right? And get involved. That's the program that I have been following. Also, The Morning Miracle by Hal Elrod. I'll also include a link here. So I also would love to hear if you already have an established morning routine, what does it do for you? What does your routine look like? It's super amazing to see the different routines and how every unique individual finds a way to maximize their capacity in different ways. Like everybody's is a little bit different, but the core things are you need to make sure that you are not getting distracted and you're taking care of your physical state and your mental state so that you have the most clarity and the most direct connection right to that creativity so that you can get out there and use that creative time to produce the best messaging possible to make sure that you are sharing your story and your message with your customers and your prospects. So let me know your routines and I'll catch you on the next one. Thanks, guys.